right off the top of your head. Thank you for welcoming us with such loving arms. We're so honored to welcome to the stage one of the most radical human beings that we've ever met. Put your hands together for Mr. Jason Nevins.
It's okay if I did, is that what he said? It's very sweet. I like that I have that authority. Yeah, for the whole row. And it's a little bit like a Gallagher show as well. I do tend to spit quite a bit when I sing. So I probably should have put that on the poster. Like, if you sit in the front, bring plastic sheeting. Or just rub it in your hair. Maybe not. Maybe I'll keep it to myself. Anyway, I thought I would sit down tonight and just get real. Maybe start the show off with a song, the oldest song I know, about brotherhood, community, fellowship, environment, etc., etc. It's a beautiful... Oh, how's it go? It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor?
Hey, neighbors!
It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood. A neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Couldn't you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. Slow, let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be? Won't you be pretty, please? Won't you be my neighbor? Feels like the good old days, yeah. Well, it feels like the good old times are happening right now. I don't need no great escape. Every moment's what we make. I'm gonna take my time and try on a few paths my life could take. Every breakdown's been a blessing. Every love's learning me lessons. Life will always keep me guessing. But I can say without a question that it feels like the good old days are happening right now. Feels like the good old days, yeah. Well, it feels like the good old times are happening right now. Feels like the good old days, yeah. Well, it feels like there's still a few years to go. It feels just like the good old days.
Glory.
boy, 'cause you and I to tonight's show to whoever's graduating this year. And for everyone who's staying, who's gonna miss those people. To not get too attached to the friendships that you had, but instead wish them well on their journeys and new discoveries out in the world. I've noticed is that people come and go from our lives, and sometimes we spend so much time worrying whether or not they still like us. Sometimes I won't hear from someone for a year or two, and the thing I do hear from them is, "Are you mad at me? Did I do something to you?" What? No, we just haven't called each other. It's that simple. Mark Twain said, "I've lived through a lot of crazy things. Some of them actually happened." So don't let your mind stop you from having a good time, and wish your brothers and sisters well as they go out into the world. And remember the good times you had, and be grateful for what you got. Slow. girl through a looking glass and see her as a carbon atom. See her eyes and stare back at them and see that girl as her own new world. Though home is on the surface, she is still a universe. Glory God, oh God is speaking through the blinds. Oh, we are here standing naked at the actual day and time. Oh my, justifying reasons why is an absolutely insane resolution to live by, live high.
Very talented. I
heard a version of that about a month ago, so I was delighted that we could actually do it together. And they revived it. Apparently the arranger graduated already, and so they revived the version since we were coming to town. So I was grateful for that. Please welcome back to the stage, Randy James. Hello, everybody. Sorry, my shoes are disgusting. They're old. I've done everything but cut grass in these shoes. I met Randy Jane about 7 years ago. We were both booked at a gig together, and they played before me, and I went on. I was by myself, and I felt totally underprepared. They rocked it. They were switching instruments and had all this crazy interactive business going on, and I was by myself. But I thought, man, it'd be cool to have a band like them. So after the show, I was like, hey. Exactly. Do you guys want to come over to my house sometime and play on my demos? Because I make demos. I make a lot of demos. That's what I do. And it's usually me trying to play everything to make it sound good. And I thought, hey, we could all hang out and jam. And they were like, we'll see.
That's true. We were like nerdy and sweating and like, come on, stop.
And they called and we jammed and they played on my demos and it was great. But what I didn't expect to happen, I didn't expect us to collaborate, and very quickly we started writing songs together, and this is one of the first songs we wrote together. I have to put this earpiece in because otherwise it's really hard to lip sync.
Biased, I
they're quick and probably have to do with your insecurities. There's no shame in being crazy, depending on how you take these words. I'm paraphrasing this relationship we are staging. What a beautiful mess this is. It's like we're picking up trash in dresses. Well, it kind of hurts when the kind of words you say blades. Kind and courteous is a life I've heard, but it's so nice to say that we played in the dirt. Oh, 'cause what a beautiful mess this is. It's like we're taking a guess when the only answer is yes. Sometimes I gotta jump before I know what's below. Sometimes I gotta drop everything and go. Some days were hot, some days were cold. Some days were carrying a heavy load. Some days I'm digging in and the love may not show. But I want you to know, yes I do, that you can rely on me. Yes you can, you can rely on me to understand. you made up your mind and then you second guessed it. There's so much you wanna try that you haven't tried yet. Yes, I do. Well, you can rely on me. Yes, you can. You can rely on me to understand you. You can rely on me for anything. You can rely. You can rely. Brought me back when I was lost. Everything I learned that you taught me how to wise up and pay a little more attention. You showed me how to listen. So listen, you can rely on me. Yes, you can. Saying it's my first acoustic album. I really wanted to make an acoustic album from the beginning, and these ladies have helped me bring that to life. People are always asking me, like, hey, what's your process, like, when you're writing a song? Well, for the girls and I, we get together once or twice a year for a long weekend. We call it Ladies' Weekend. We even went to Hawaii for a week, and we called that Wahine Weekend. And we jam. Yeah, we write songs. We have conversations and we write songs. And this next song is not one of those. But I'm desperately searching for a segue into this song, using these ladies as my sort of ammo. But I guess I'll put it into the audience now. Anyone here in a relationship with a woman? Yes, so I acknowledge you for your courageousness, your endurance, your capacity to love unconditionally, as you know that you never know what condition she's going to be in. Yeah. Yeah. You know you're in trouble when you come home. There's an open box of wine. Because sometimes these great women, they forget their own greatness. Which is why it is up to you, my brothers and husbands and or lesbian friends, that when she is down in her darkest hour, it's up to you to lift her back up and love her into the woman you know her to be. choices. Well, you annoy me sometimes too with your voice. Well, that ain't enough for me to move out and move on. I'm just gonna love you like the woman I love. Well, we don't have to hurry, no. You can take as long as you want. I'm holding steady, my heart's at home. With my hand behind you, I will catch you if you fall. Yeah, I'm gonna love you, you're the woman I love. Sometimes the world can make you feel you're not welcome anymore. And you beat yourself up, you let yourself get mad. Those times when you stop loving that woman I adore, you can't relax because, babe, I've got your back. Another reason for me to keep holding on. I'm not attached to any way you're showing up. I'm just gonna love you. You're the woman I love. Yeah, I'm gonna love you. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm gonna love you like the woman.
I write positive songs because it usually comes from swimming in the darkness. I usually be down in the dumps about something. So I'm like, okay, how do I get myself out of this one? Because it really is where we put our attention that's going to completely change our experience of life. And so anytime I feel like I have one of those discoveries or a way to shift my attention back to gratitude or back to love or the present moment, I think I want to put that in a song. I want to put that transformation in a song, so that way when you're listening to the music, whether you know it or not, there's a little bit of medicine in that music. That's the goal. That's the goal.
Hey, Jason.
Hey, Mona.
Hey, did you look at the set list?
No.
Yeah. Is it there?
No.
It's there. Yeah, it's totally there. Yeah. Not there. Because, sorry, I wrote the set list and I didn't write it. I didn't write everything on there.
How do you stay so positive?
I'm in control. Okay. Thanks, ladies. Keep going. Sorry about that. You waiting on?
Yeah.
Okay.
We got you back.
There you go.
She's so positive. Well, this nice lady in the front row asked me how to stay positive, and I just wanted to tell her.
Yeah.
So this is a song about how I stay positive.
There are three things I do when my life falls apart. Number one, I cry my eyes out and dry up my heart. Not until I do this will my new life start. So that's the first thing that I do when my life falls apart. Well, the second thing I do is I close both of my eyes and say my thank yous to each and every moment of my life. I go where I know that love is better, and oh my gosh, set every new strength from sorrow. I'm glad to be alive. Ladies.
I want to sing that second verse again.
Let's do it.
Mumble through the second thing.
What did he say? My life is falling apart and I don't know what the second thing is. You could use a Michael McDonald line and say, I keep forgetting the second verse.
And I acknowledge you for not singing with your eyes closed, because otherwise you would just go with your eyes.
The second thing I do is I close both of my eyes and say my thank yous to each and every moment of my life.
That's where I go. Last time. I sing this every night. I don't know what's wrong with me.
I like that you looked at Becky as though she was giving you lyrics, and Becky was looking at you like,
I think this is the lesson we are all meant to learn tonight.
Absolutely. And what is that, Maya?
That I go where all love is.
That's right. And let it lift me up inside. Gathering new strength from sorrow, I'm glad to be alive.
Here we go. The second thing I do is I close both of my eyes. Thank yous to each and every moment of my life. I go where I know the love is and let it lift me up inside. Gathering your strength and sorrow, I'm glad to be alive. Oh, love is still the answer I rely on. song. People get ready, get ready. Here it comes, it's a light, a beautiful light. Over the horizon, into your eyes. Oh my, my, how beautiful. Oh my beautiful mother. Told me, son, in life you're gonna go far. If you do it right, you'll love where you are. Just know that wherever you go, you can always come back home. 240,000 miles from the moon, we've come a long way to belong here, to share this view of the night, a glorious night. Over the horizon is another bright sky. Oh my, my, how beautiful. Oh my irrefutable father, told me, son, sometimes it may seem dark. The absence of the light is a necessary part. Just know that wherever you go, you can always come back home. Thank you. it, hear it. Here it comes, it's a light, a beautiful light over the horizon and into your interpreted words are only human, I'm human. The murder is growing, what you know, what you raving about, what you hold in your toes. Is that a tweet? Are you a double piece? Black dove on the cover with another puzzle piece. Are you a riddle to solve all alone? Human after all, a human made of flesh, made of sand, just like you, man. The planet's talking about a revolution. The natural laws ain't got no constitution. They got a right to live their own lives, but we keep taking over paradise, 'cause we're only human. Yes, we are only human. If it's our only excuse, to do it, keep on being human. Yes, we are only human. So far, so far away. Under the major's tree, the one he planted back when he was just a boy. Thinking 1923, every 30 meters in a foot, we take a look, we take a climb. What you find is the product of a seed. The seed is sown, a heart alone, it grows above into a heart of love, a sharp shelter of the animals of land and cold weather breathing. We're all breathing here. The planet's talking about a revolution. The natural laws ain't got no constitution. They got a right to live their own lives, but we keep living over. Thank you.
the pessimistic song right there. This next one is an optimistic song. Because it hasn't been written yet. What's it gonna be about, sir? Pain? What's it say? Rain. It's about rain. And it's about, what is it about, sir, in the red? You, sir. Ask your wife, what's it about? She knows what it's about. What's it about? It's about love. That's an easy one. I once heard some, never mind. What's it about you, sir, in the blue shirt with the snazzy beard? He looks down at his beard. What's it about? Graduation. It's about rain. It's about love. It's about graduation. And what else? Avocados. Avocados. Okay. So it's about? It's about rain.
Mustang.
It's about love. It's about graduation. And it's about
so. Maybe it's keeping your
your time, giving your time, shining your light, sharing your light. And let everybody know what you made of inside. Break it down, woman.
Walking away into the sun, our own
Didn't quite understand, but now it's out of my head. It's out of my head. I am sorry for the way you must feel about yourself every day. Maybe you needed me to make it so you could keep on running away. And was it something I said? When it feels like there's much too much to hold. When it feels like too much to understand. Know that it's out of your hands, out of your hands, out of your hands. Know that it's out of your hands, out of your hands, out of your hands. Catch a fading star. Fancy I woke up before my alarm. Rub my mind through my eyes. It's the best I can do before it's automatic habit of returning to you. Though I smile when it happens, almost as if it was magic. Means there's a God somewhere and he's laughing. And I shuffle my slipperless toes to the kitchen, still low to the ground, but high on living. And I know it's gonna be a good day. Stretch my body and acknowledge some aches. Must be something I did yesterday. Pour a cup of liquid gold because my engine's still cold. But in a minute everything gonna change. And I know it's gonna be a good day. Hello, hello, beautiful thing. Hello, hello. Cul-de-sac, watching the bend of the earth, take the black of the night from the dirt. I can see from the depths of my readjusting eyes, a reflection of guesses in an ever-changing sky. But why do bad dreams linger long after I awake? I don't need no scenes of violence or pain replayed, and I feel quite foolish sometimes when I pray. But my thoughts are all I got, so I try to make them brave. And I know it's gonna be a good day. Beautiful thing. Hello, hello, you beautiful thing. Yeah, oh, this is what I've been waiting for.
This is what I've been waiting for.
This is what I've been waiting for. If it's a broken heart, then face it and hold your own. know your name, and go your own way. Hold your own, know your name, and go your own way. Hold all the details in the fabric, know all your the name. Things that make you panic, all your thoughts, own. Results of static cling. All the details in the fabric, know all your the name. Things that make you pay. Is it Mother Nature's sewing machine? All the name. Things that make you blow, hell no reason, go on and scream. If you're shocked, it's just the fault of faulty manufacturing. Saying everything, it will be fine. Everything.
Genuine motivation. It's like, okay, why am I going to play these songs again today? And obviously, you give me a great reason to play the songs. Thank you. And it's the same as when I sit down to write. It's okay, why am I going to sit down to write something? It's like, I heard recently that every artist has a central story, and they just have to figure out a way to tell that story over and over and over again. So I've always written this kind of transformational love song, or this sort of healing song, or positive, upbeat song. This is one of those songs. Songs. It's about the coming togetherness. Because you guys witnessed the Mona and I's breakup this year. You noticed how hard it was for us. And the set list right there got really weird. We had this breakup song, and we had this song you'd never heard before about waking up and it's a nice day. And then we had this other song about coming down at the dumps. So this is a song about coming back. Started some rumors right there on Facebook. I think he's totally dating that girl, that drummer. People always ask me, are you guys dating? I say, yeah, totally dating all four of these girls. We have dates this month, and then we're doing some tour dates in May as well. We'll do some for the Midwest, and then we'll probably have some more dates in July and June, and then September. Yeah, so we have a lot of dates coming up. Check us out at jasonmaz.com for all of our dates. And you can join us. You can double date anytime you want. Do you hear me? Talking to me. Across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky, oh my, but baby, I'm trying. Boy, I hear you in my dreams, feel you whisper across the sea, keep you with me in my heart, you make it easier when
see you.
Inspiration to strike to sit down and write something. I play a weekly songwriting game with a bunch of nerds online. And each week somebody sends me a word or a phrase, and I have to turn that word or phrase into a song. And sometimes nothing inspires like a deadline. The phrase this week, or the week that I wrote this song, the phrase was, I
I wish the wind would blow me. And there's no rules, you just gotta write something that includes that phrase and turn it in on Sunday at midnight. That's what I came up with.
Your doors, you know why we're coming for you. You know we should be. We should be together. We should be together. Than a foot in the door. There's no one else I would rather go out with. It's hell when I see them standing there. Me and my mouth, we don't mean to be rushing. We talk about it freely cause we crush it. Gonna shake both sides of the butt, yeah. Theoretically, it's so, so lucky. And the coyotes, they sing in the fog. It's just an awkward night. The way you keep me from sleeping in the dark. Better lock your doors, you know why we're coming for you. You know we should be, we should be together. Because once we ride, we won't wanna stop. Not today, but tomorrow.
Not today or tomorrow, oh no. You better lock your doors, you know why. Cause we want you, cause we like you a lot.
Attention, gotta write using less emoticons. Gotta figure out the swings along. I wanna lay in your place till dawn. I wanna play in the park, come on. Let me see you run the river in a shillong.
it features you guys singing along. Take it. Whenever my head starts to hurt, before it goes from bad to feeling worse, I turn off my phone, I get down low, I put my hands in the dirt. I try to stop the world from moving so fast, try to get a grip on where I'm at, to simplify this dizzy life. I put my feet in the grass. I'm going back to the earth. I'm going back to the earth. I'm going back to work. I'm going back to the earth. I'm going back. Going back. Yes, I am. The only explanation for a high rise must be that everybody wants to get high and move on up to a apartment in the sky. The higher we go, the taller we grow. We lose sight of the land below, where you can have your places in outer space. Cause my home is where my food is grown. I'm going back to the earth. I'm going back to the earth. I'm going back to work. I'm going back to the earth. The trees, we are animals.
We are animals.
We are wild.
We are wild.
Born and truly be forgiven, we must all get back to living with the land in harmony. I'm going back to the earth. I'm going back to the earth. Whistle your part that you know. So in the next 10 to 20 years, when these farmers are retiring, we're going to need 4 to 6 million new farmers just to take their place. And if we ain't got them, then we're going to be eating some nasty processed stuff. And I say this because either maybe you're interested in farming, starting a garden or a community garden at your school or at your church where people already come together every week, or in your neighborhood, or hydroponically in your basement. You can grow a quality tomato inside. Or sprouts on your windowsill.
Yeah, we have them on the bus.
We do. I'm growing sprouts on the bus. It's that easy. Just want to get people excited. If you can't grow your own, support your local farmer, support your local farmer's market. Because we can take care of our human family by really taking care of our food supply. And we can take care of our soil, because the soil is a shadow of its former self. What we put into it is what we're going to get out of it. Did anybody hear compost? Anybody got a good compost bin going on? You do? You got a good one? Nice, rich and juicy. Would you mind taking home my compost tonight for me? I collect it throughout the day and I don't want to throw it out because our soils need it. We need the nutrients. Is there some compost out here? This is like the grossest souvenir you can get from the show. Thank you. We gotta keep the microorganisms alive in the soil, because what they do for us keeps us alive. I know that's some weird nerdy stuff right now. This is like a TED Talk all of a sudden. Frank D. Fisher was a happy man. He could handle anything. He was my granddad. He grew his own food and he could fix his own car. I watched it all happen in our backyard. Reinvent the parts to fix a broken home. He'd restore the heart. Well, I wish I was a fixer. I would fix you up inside. I would build you a town. If the world fell down, I wish I was that guy. If Frank D. Fisher were alive today, he would laugh at me. Well, he may have a thing to say. He might ask that I keep working for the family to keep the bills all paid. And these proteges, what happened to the grounds right where we are? What happened to the family farms? Well, I wish I was a fixer. I would fix you up inside. I'm Anyone have a sitter tonight? Anybody here babysitting? Sorry, this is especially for you. One of us out tonight on the town. We hope that when you leave here, you have a moment where you're like, hey, let's drive around for a while. There's a song about that. How do I say goodbye?
times that made us laugh outweigh the bad. I thought we'd get to see forever, but forever's gone away. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. I don't know where this road is going to lead. All I know is where we've been,
is where we've been,
and what we've been through. Say goodbye
to yesterday.
And I'll take with me the memories to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. And I'll take with me the memories to be my sunshine after the rain. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday. Is it so hard to say goodbye to yesterday? I look into your eyes, it's like watching the night sky or a beautiful sunrise. There's so much they hold, and just like them old stars, I see that you've come so far to be right where you are. How old is your soul? Well, I won't give up on us, even if the skies get rough. I'm giving you away so easily. I'm here to stay and make the difference that I can make. lot to teach us how to use the tools and gifts we got. Yeah, we got a lot at stake. And in the end, you're still my friend. At least we did intend for us to work. We didn't break, we didn't burn. We had to learn how to bend without the world caving in. I had to learn what I got and what I'm not and who I am.
Kissing nothing gonna stop me but to find each other's.
I reckon it's been my turn to win some or learn some, but I
virtue.